This is VOA News. I'm Gene Randall. Thousands of mostly young Palestinian men turned out today for an annual protest organized by Hamas at the border fence between Israel and Gaza. The rally coincided with a sandstorm, which appeared to lessen the expected turnout. Edward Uranian reports for VOA from Cairo.
Dozens of ambulances crisscross the area near the border fence between the Hamas-controlled territory of Gaza and Israel in anticipation of casualties from Saturday's demonstration. Arab media reported that two young men were killed and dozens were wounded by gunfire. Live video on Arab news channels showed clusters of young men hovering near the border fence as a sandstorm covered the region. Arab media reported that several thousand security forces belonging to Hamas were stationed in the area.
That was Edward Uranian reporting for VOA. Earlier today, Gaza's health ministry said a 21-year-old Palestinian man was shot dead by Israeli forces near the border fence before the demonstration began. In Afghanistan, a mortar attack on a school in the volatile southeastern Ghazni province has killed at least four students and wounded more than a dozen, including two teachers. The assault comes on the heels of the Taliban capturing a strategically important northeastern district where a dozen Afghan police and security personnel died. It is not certain who fired the mortar round, and a government official tells VOA the incident is being investigated. South Korea has announced that President Moon Jae-in will travel to Washington next month for a summit with U.S. President Donald Trump. A prime topic, the stalemated nuclear dialogue with North Korea. It will be the first meeting for the two men since Mr. Trump's second summit with North Korean leader Kim Jong-un collapsed over the issue of U.S. sanctions. For all the day's news, we invite you to go online to voanews.com. You can also use the VOA News mobile app. This is VOA News. While Britain remains paralyzed in its promise to leave the European Union, the White House says President Trump is eager to cut a bilateral trade deal with an independent Britain. National Security Advisor John Bolton says when the British leave the European Union, the United States will be ready to do business.
People who worry about the UK crashing out of the European Union, that's the phrase they use, they're going to crash right into the United States. We're standing here waiting to make a trade deal with a United Kingdom independent of the European Union. I don't want to get into the specifics of what's been going on in the House of Commons, but I can say unequivocally that President Trump is eager for the will of the British people to be carried out, and he's even more eager to do a trade deal.
U.S. Attorney General William Barr says a redacted version of the Mueller report on the 2016 presidential election is being prepared for release to Congress. This as President Trump puts new emphasis on his insistence that the Mueller investigation was a hoax and a witch hunt. Meanwhile, the president has more harsh words for another of his favorite targets, Mexico.
I'm very upset with Mexico. I think Mexico is doing a lot of talking. They have the strongest immigration laws anywhere in the world. They probably have the strongest. And we have the worst. We have the weakest, the most pathetic, the most laughed at immigration laws anywhere in the world. They're the Democrats' laws. And I got stuck with them.
The president is once again threatening to seal the border with Mexico if it does not do more to combat illegal immigration to the United States. Aid agencies are working to prevent another cholera epidemic in war-torn Yemen. Here is Lisa Schlein for VOA in Geneva.
Children represent 27% of the total number of suspected cases. The Yemeni people and health workers are still reeling from the devastation caused by the cholera epidemic that engulfed the country over the past 2 years. The outbreak that erupted in April 2017 is the worst in recorded history. It affected more than 1.2 million people, killing more than 2,500. The World Health Organization reports 239 districts in Yemen have reported suspected cholera cases within the last 4 weeks.
The use of sewage for fertilization of crops.
That was Lisa Schlein reporting for VOA from Geneva. A Brazilian judge has blocked President Jair Bolsonaro's plans to hold a Sunday celebration to mark the 1964 coup that established a military dictatorship in Brazil. The coup overthrew the democratic government of João Goulart. Bolsonaro had ordered the military to stage a celebration. Gene Randall, VOA News.